On February 16, billions of people around the world started celebrating the Lunar New Year. More than a million Australians celebrate Lunar New Year, mostly from Chinese, Korean and Vietnamese backgrounds. 2018 marks the Year of the Dog. This signals a fortunate 12 months ahead for most of those born in the dog years of 1935, 1947, 59, 1971, 1982, 1994 and 2006. It also influences the fortunes of the other 11 animal signs, depending on their relationship with the dog. Lunar New Year traditions have been around since the beginning of Chinese civilization. For many Chinese and Asian communities, the Lunar New Year marks an opportunity to reconnect with their cultural heritage. Most well known are the large number of traditions and symbols of good luck and fortune associated with the festival. For example, the more red the better. Red has been regarded as an auspicious colour since ancient times in China, as it was believed it could ward off evil spirits. Colours to avoid during the festival are white and black, which are associated with funerals and bad luck. Fireworks are let off to scare away unlucky spirits, and lion and dragon dances, often performed during parades, are another colourful sight during the festival. Lunar New Year celebrations are an integral part of Australian society, with colourful parades and decorations across our communities. There is much to celebrate in the festivities, along with their contribution to the multicultural landscape of our country. However, a huge point of focus in the media recently has been the alleged threat of Chinese influence on Australian politics and society. The consequence of foreign donations to political parties and members was seen in Sam Dastyari's recent political downfall, which incited more fear of overall Chinese influence. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull was criticised by Beijing for his comments about Chinese influence in Australian politics. Prime Minister Turnbull responded, saying that he would stand up for Australia.
Modern China was founded in 1949 with these words, Zhongguo Renmin Zanxi Lai, the Chinese people have stood up. It was an assertion of sovereignty. It was an assertion of pride. And we stand up. And so we say, Adalia Renmin Zanxi Lai, the Australian people stand up.
Former Prime Minister Kevin Rudd has come to blows with Prime Minister Turnbull, saying that the largely negative coverage of the rise of China has caused unnecessary anxiety among Chinese Australians.
What I see is an Australian government which has blown hot and cold, confrontationist to accommodationist.
Rudd said that the federal government is both incoherent and inconsistent at a time when powerful China is threatening to remake the global order. As our international relationship with China intensifies in its complexity, and our own leader's relationship with the powerful nation arguably remains fairly unsteady, it may be important to remember the many cultural links shared with our largest trading partner.